You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. If you've been part of the Kalamazoo music scene for long, you probably knew Chris Kaufman. He was the official keyboard player for bands like Item 9 and Pleasant Drive, but former bandmate and friend Evan Kincaid says he'd play drums next to just about anybody.
Chris was the type of guy that he would grab his djembe, and he'd go out to open mics and just sit there and wait for somebody. He'd be like, hey, can I play with you? Can I play with you?
Kaufman passed away February of last year from an epileptic seizure. He was only 27 years old. But his memory, his love of music and community, may have started a tradition. It all began in the Kaufman's basement. Just hours after he passed, Chris's friends showed up at Chris's parents' home, the home of David and Katrina Kaufman, and held a jam session in his room.
Because his room was in the basement, which was wonderful for music and everything. And it kind of was wafting up, and I heard it, and I thought, you know, he would love this so much. It's what he wanted, always, just to be with his friends.
And play music.
Yeah, hand me a beard, come on, let's get weird. Meet me at the sunrise, at the sunrise. Yeah, hand me a beard, come on, let's get weird. Meet me at the sunrise, at the sunrise.
This is singer-songwriter Kayla Jo Cross playing Chris's favorite song of hers.
We just played and we cried and we laughed and it was good. It was very cathartic and it was very appropriate.
After that, Kincaid and other local musicians decided to put on a tribute concert for Chris. The show brought together artists like Desi Taylor, Brandon Mann, Reggae Lou, and many more. Tonight, they'll do it all over again. This time, not just to celebrate a staple of the Kalamazoo music scene, but also to bring awareness about epilepsy, the disease that affected Chris for more than 10 years. Here's Katrina Kaufman.
Our first day, his sophomore year in high school, he had a seizure. They didn't know if he had hit his head and had the seizure or vice versa. Well, we were at Disney World, and about a month later, and he had another one, which then we took him in. And after that, he was on constant medication.
He had to walk everywhere, she says, because the seizures made it unsafe for him to drive. Katrina says in the last few years of his life, Chris would have seizures at least once a week. According to the National Epilepsy Foundation, 1 out of every 1,000 people with epilepsy dies of a seizure per year in the United States. And without medication, that risk increases tenfold. Katrina says the disease didn't hold Chris back from his music, though. His dad, David Kaufman, says Chris was always determined to play whatever was put in front of him.
We were at the Blues Fest. He was 5. Begged us to buy a harmonica for him. All right, we'll buy you. And we didn't see him for hours after. He just sat on the curb and taught himself how to play the harmonica.
Yeah. And granted, he was five and not very...
playing the harmonica, but you know.
And so one of the guys from the stage heard him.
One of the bands, I can't
Yeah, one of the bands, and I can't recall who was playing that particular day, but they had him come up on stage and play with them.
Oh, man, he was sold after that.
Yeah.
So when the members of the funk and jam band Pleasant Drive mentioned to Chris that they needed a keyboardist, Chris went to work and learned keyboard. Kincaid says when he played with Chris in Pleasant Drive, Chris had a big sound and a lot of personality on stage.
He would get wild sometimes, and he always loved to have his volume up. He was always clipping, so, you know, we'd have to be like, Chris, turn it down. Like, I'm down. And, you know, especially when we got into more of some of the improv stuff, he would just go off. You'd wonder if Chris is playing with the band or we're playing with Chris.
The second annual Chris Kaufman tribute show takes place tonight at 9 at Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo. Proceeds go to the Michigan Epilepsy Foundation. For the full lineup, follow the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.